Are you stuck on anything? Give me an example.
The speed at which chemical reactions take place in our bodies is referred to as what?
What question's that?
My name is Emma James. I'm in my first year at university studying theology, single honours. I'm currently a student ambassador because I was really close to the ambassadors as a student at college, and they really helped in my decision to come to university, as it wasn't,
right,
initially,
okay,
it wasn't a choice,
okay,
because I didn't think it was for me.
People that process their food quicker have got a higher...
Okay.
I didn't tell you the answer.
But then through the Access to Birmingham scheme, I became aware that even though I'm from a less privileged background, I could still, you know, come to a really good university in the country, and I could succeed.
My name's Andy, and I'm Emma's dad, and I work for Dudley Council on the recycling.
And I'm Helen, I'm Emma's mum, and I'm a housewife. Yeah, she was always really organised, and she always used to choose around bedtime. She'd want to get to bed at like 7:30, and she's always been, like I say, really organised. Yeah, very independent. Very independent.
And you guys didn't go to university. Had you known other people who had been? So when the question of it came up, you could say, oh, that's all right.
There was only really my cousin who did get to university. It's a big regret not trying really hard when I was at school. But, you know...
You do regret it now, yeah. Definitely, as you get older, you do.
But, as I say, I had it when I was 17, so...
And what would have been your subject, do you think?
English.
It is quite an impressive hall, and massive organ pipes, huge staircases, vaulted ceiling. Can you remember the first time you walked in here?
Yeah, it was really overwhelming, actually. I was like, oh, my life, I'm really going to study here. It's really special.
And do you see yourself in any of these kids?
A couple of them, actually, yeah. They're all looking around in wonder, and I think I was like that when I first started here.
What would you have said to yourself if you could see yourself sitting at one of these tables now? You would have said, Emma... Then what?
Definitely apply to this university. I did anyway. And Emma, you will be graduating in this hall, which you will be. So that's great.
I always did want that for Emma, though. Mm. I always wanted the best for her. So yeah. I always used to tell her to aim high.
And if she was an organised little imp going to bed early, yeah. You probably thought, yeah, she'll manage that.
Yeah, I always thought that she would. Like I say, homework always done and...
So where did she get that from?
I always said I think she was swapped in the hospital.
Yeah. I sometimes question whether she's got more DNA, but there you go.
Some of you may know that Norman Haworth, who gives his name to the Haworth building that we've got on campus, but Norman Haworth was the person who first...
I thought that it would be full of... really rich people, really upper class people, and that I'd be a little bit, you know, I'd feel a bit alienated, but actually it's a whole lot different to that. There's people from my area that I didn't even think would be studying at this university. There's people from all kinds of backgrounds, so that was really reassuring.
And when you had those preconceptions about it being full of posh people or whatever, did that put you off, or did that make you feel nervous in day one, week one?
It made me feel really nervous. It didn't put me off because I was determined that I wanted to come to university and succeed, but it was in the back of my mind.
Where do you think you got that idea from?
I think what people in my area like think about university, they were like, oh, it's for posh kids, it's for rich kids, for clever kids. But my family were really reassuring, and they were like, you know, you need to go, it's good for you in the long term. Right, we're going over to a building called the Strathcona Building. It's where I have my Perspectives on Childhood lecture, because I want to go into teaching anyway, so I'm really concerned with the state of childhood in the modern world.
How are you finding the workload?
The contact hours are relatively small. I think it's about 10 hours a week, maybe, possibly a little bit less than that. They expect you to be well prepared for lectures and make sure that you've done all your reading in preparation. Just makes the lectures a bit more easy to follow.
And what about making a structure for yourself in a day when you've got a few lectures peppered here and there? Do you have to be quite disciplined?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And obviously your time management is vital, because you need to plan your day out well. The campus is huge, so you need to plan your time wisely.
And does living at home help or hinder that structure, do you think?
It helps in a way, because I know students that actually live near campus and they're more unreliable than me. I haven't missed a lecture at all this year, which I'm really proud of, because I think I made the extra commitment to be here.
Do you want to
You know, I was really happy that she was like looking into university, and like especially like going to Birmingham as well, because it's like one of the really good ones. Mm. So I was really proud.
Mm. And she's chosen to stay at home. Do you think you would have been less excited if she said, I'm off to Edinburgh and I'll see you at Christmas?
Oh. I've got to be honest, I think that would have been hard for her to go away, because we aren't quite close, really. I wouldn't have never stopped her and said, tried to put her off, but I think, like say, practicality and financially, it's just easier for her to stay at home.
Mm. And was that a concern when university was raised? Because this is obviously the first year that people have had tuition fees to deal with.
Yeah, it was a worry. Because obviously we haven't got any savings really or anything like that. So obviously we just looked into what help she'd get, and it was quite, you know, it was quite good really. Mm. And she's managing quite well on it, I think. Too well.
Better off Stu than some of
them. Better off than us.
So she's subsidising you then?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Bank of Emma. That's what we call her.
If you don't mind being preserving, you're quite organised, red and black pen and ruler ready. Were you like this at school? Were you quite swotty? Swotty in a good way.
Yeah. I don't like messy notes. I like linear. I like organised. I like highlighters. Haven't got those out yet, actually, but I love my highlighters.
Do you think it was that maybe that your tutors at college thought, you know, this girl could go far? Yeah. She's an organised creature.
A lot of them used to say that to me, so yeah, definitely.
And do you think your potential to sort of go on and study further was spotted quite early on? Do you credit a teacher for noticing? Or?
One of my teachers, my RE teacher actually at school, she said, you better go to university. I can see you in my shoes in a few years' time. And I think it's things like that that really stick with you, actually. And I thought to myself, don't doubt yourself. You can go to university. You can do it.
I can see the lecturers arrive. I better turn this off and be quiet.
The UNICEF report noted the aspiration for many young people in Britain for low-skilled manual labour. And compared to other European countries, this was surprising.
I definitely think that a lot of students have been given it on a plate. They haven't really had to work that hard, and finance has never worried them. So they do take it for granted a lot, whereas you can clearly see the people that have worked much harder and you know, they don't take it for granted. They really appreciate the fact that they're at university.
Do you think it makes you a little bit more serious, maybe, than some of your contemporaries?
Yeah, a lot of my friends say that I'm a bit boring because I get, you know, a decent night's sleep so that I can concentrate the next day, but that's the way that I work. I can't, you know, concentrate only after a couple of hours sleep. I have to have a good night's sleep, and I do take it seriously because if you mess it up, then you've got nothing to fall back on.
It's difficult for them to see beyond their immediate circumstances.
How much have you learnt about university and the process of going to university through her experience?
Oh, what have we learnt? There is a lot of work, though.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a lot of travel as well. I mean, she goes out like at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning and doesn't get back till 7 at night. Mm. And it's a long day for her. And like I say, she's still doing all her essays, library, research, books. Bought so many books, it's unbelievable. You know, I mean, yeah, there is a nice student life to it as well. Obviously not as good as living away, but she does still see her friends and go out. And
do you worry that she might be missing out on part of student life by living at home?
Yeah, I do worry about that sometimes, because she has actually said, oh, you know, she's been to a few of her friends' student houses and said it's like great, they've got their independence. And I do sometimes wish that we had a bit more, you know, we had a bit more money so that she could have lived away and we could have helped her a bit more. But other than that, I think she's doing all right, really. Yeah.
The train now approaching platform 5 is the 12:49 Virgin Pendolino service to Wolverhampton. Calling at Sandwell and Dudley and Wolverhampton.
So when you finish your morning at university, your day, and you're about to go home, do you kind of decompress, or are you quite relieved?
I wouldn't say relieved. I'm glad that I'm, you know, not here all day. I'm glad to be going home. My house is like a retreat, really.
And what about your friends from home? Do you still have plenty in common?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, we've all grown up together, really. So, and we all went to similar schools, so it's we've always got a lot to talk about. Not all of them are at university, which is sometimes a bit difficult because they don't understand a word you've said or something, or they don't understand a topic you're talking about. But there's not that much difference, really. I think everyone's different. University's not for everyone, so...
And what about your parents? Do you find that you have to modify what you say about university to them, or can you just tell them everything?
My mum, I don't have to modify anything. She's quite, you know, she's intelligent. But my dad, he doesn't know what I'm talking about a lot of the time. So I either tend to leave it and just tell my mum about it, or make it simplistic for me.
Does he know that you do that?
Yeah, he does, yeah. I'd make fun of it, really. I shouldn't. But no, he's fine with it. Like.
And have you been to see the university and see where she goes and what she gets up to?
I have, actually haven't.
Well, I've had a chance yet, have
we? Well, we could have gone first, but I'll be honest, I feel a bit out of my depth. It's something we've never done, so you kind of feel just an alien world, really.
What are you expecting it to be like? How different?
Just big. I think just big. Loads of people and she says it's like got a... Did you say there's a shop in there and everything? And
yeah, shops, vegetables.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a picture of, like, in your head? You must imagine where you know, you imagine where your children go during the day and what they get up to. What's the picture like of where she goes then when she walks off up that hill?
Oh, just a massive place. Really,
it's a bit like, you know, Inspector Morse, where like them at Cambridge. I kind of like sort of imagine the grass and just the big building around it. But that's it, really.
And what would you say to someone who's listening to this, whose family doesn't have an experience of university, who might be wavering or worrying about money or worrying about the workload?
I would say never doubt yourself like I did, because if you're around the right people, they'll motivate you and they will inspire you to go to university. If you're having any doubts at all, don't have any, because if you can put your mind to it, you will succeed.
Given that you find even the idea of going for a visit a bit nerve-wracking. You must be quite proud of her for, you know, going and getting the exams and not only that, getting the scholarship and everything.
Oh, yeah, really proud of her. Really, aren't we?
Yeah, like, she'll really never proud. Know how proud we am, really. So
and for all the families, aren't
they? Yeah, she just never ceases to amaze me, really. It's brilliant.